I hate time constraints. Awesome. Thank you so much. I love the Lord. I love worship. I love prayer. I've been invited here today to give an update on what's happening at YFC, to share from God's word, and to cast some vision to the future of our youth center. I just need to get a couple of announcements out of the way so I don't forget them later. Please save the date, March 9th. That's Saturday. It's our coming annual fundraiser. We have Simeon Rotier, former Edmonton Eskimo. He's now a Regina Rough Rider. No, Saskatchewan Rough Rider. That's what it is. A guest speaking. And Charles Parson is our auctioneer. God willing, all board members will have tickets available next week. I've been serving here with Youth for Christ in different capacities over the past 6 years. And as of October 1st, I actually finally stepped into the full-time executive director role. YFC requires all staff to be responsible to raise their own salary through partnerships and or creative ways to fill in the financial gaps. By God's grace, I have been fully funded over the years while part-time, but now as full-time I am having left my employment. I am seeking more partners in creative ways to raise the balance of my salary. I have brought a basket with a selection of Northern Reflections jewelry that's available for a donation of any amount paid to Youth for Christ, which will then be dedicated to my personal salary. Please pick up paperwork, giving updates, contact information at the foyer. And if God should lead you to partner with me monthly, there's paperwork for that too. Lastly, for announcements, I'd like to invite anyone interested to come and join us at Youth for Christ this coming Saturday for a potluck bon voyage party for A Touch of Africa. We're giving Father Zabinas an opportunity to share his heart and the heart for the ministry that he's doing there. He was a priest here in Westlock back about a decade ago when the Lord called him to go back home and serve in Nigeria. He's heading to Nigeria with a 40-foot sea can that we just fully loaded yesterday, and the items were donated, and they're going to be given to the displaced people that he serves there. We are so blessed here in Canada, truly. So that's potluck Saturday at 5 o'clock at someplace else, and we've invited the Nigerian church where he's speaking this morning to come and join us there as well. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for just the incredible opportunity to come and share about your ministry, to share your heart. We just invite you, Holy Spirit, to give us eyes and ears to hear what you're saying to us today. We give you permission to have your way with us this morning for your honor and glory in Jesus' name. So God knows what he's doing, even when we don't. He's so faithful and so incredibly patient. It's taken me years to get what he's been calling me to. God is so faithful to lead in revealing details as we will, but take the time to wait and listen. I've always had a heart for prayer. I love to pray, but it's the meditation part, the waiting, the listening. That's the part that I really have to work at. I should be getting used to it by now, but I'll spend hours preparing for different speaking engagements and finish up pleased with what's come together. I'm a recovering perfectionist, after all. And then at 3 a.m. rolls around, and the Lord wakes me up and gives me his plan. And then I get the rest of the story. So I do pray that what I share today makes sense. Thank you so much for praying for us, supporting us. Youth for Christ has been here serving the youth for 29 years. Thank you specifically for the signed cards at Christmas from all of you here in the youth. It was very timely and a great encouragement to me. So for our local update, I have brought the entire board with me this morning because I knew we were going to be short with and have lots of chairs and our volunteers to share their thoughts about Youth for Christ. It is from a year ago. It's a video that I had made, but it gives a great overview of what we're about here in Westlock. Just for time's sake, Lori, I think when the speakers are finished on that, and it comes into the song. It's a 5-minute song. Let's just stop it when the song starts, okay? Thanks.
Hi, I'm David Nelson. I've been involved with YFC since February of 2004. That's 13 years, pretty much. And I've been chairperson now for approximately the last 9. I got involved with YFC on an invite and just fell in love with kids, wanted to help change them, their lives, and give them a chance to grow up knowing our Savior. I look forward to the next few years.
I'm David Snyder. I've been on the board of directors here at YFC since November of 2013. I was asked to join the board by Dave Nelson, and basically the goal or the vision that I have for YFC is to help serve the underserviced children in Westlock, to have them an outlet and to have a place for them that's safe, as well as to start to learn the Word of God and to see what Jesus can do in their lives to change the outcome and benefit their future.
Hi, I'm Keith Taylor. I've been on the board at Youth for Christ since February of 2012. It's been my pleasure to assist them as we go about our business, but also to see the young people that have passed through the doors and the positive influence that we've had on their lives. I'd like to thank each of you that support us financially and in prayer. It truly is our desire to see the young folks' souls saved for all of eternity, and in the short term to provide them a really positive influence and a safe environment.
My name is Jim Vanderleest. I've been with Youth of Christ since February of 2002. It's been a good time trying to win some of the youth.
Hi, my name is Carol Stockman. I'm part-time administrator at Youth for Christ. I started in July 2015 when Rita became executive director. I am a behind-the-scenes support staff looking after the books.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Dyke. I'm just one of the behind-the-scenes gals. I just come here to decorate and just make life colorful for people, for the kids, for the adults who come.
Hi, I'm Dee Dee Snyder. I joined Youth for Christ November 2013. I just stepped off the board this December because I've started up a college and career group here at the someplace else. I love the kids. We have a lot of fun. I do the activities, plan some of the parties, and yeah, I just love to add color and spice to this place.
Hi, my name is Trina Lorenz. I've been a volunteer for 18 years. I enjoy hanging out with the kids, and I play pool with them, and I also take care of the concession stand, and my dad got me involved with Youth for Christ.
Hi, my name is Kathy Nelson, and David and I have been volunteering here for a number of years, and I just enjoy coming and hanging out with the kids. We shell peas, we just do ordinary things, and it's great. I like to bake cakes for their birthdays and help them and do a bit of artwork, and it's just fun to come and spend time with them.
Hi, my name's Caitlin. I've been a volunteer here at the center for 3 years now. I really enjoy hanging out with the kids, playing games, baking and cooking with them, and just getting to know the kids of our community.
Hi, I'm Betty Zabel. And I'm new to Westlock. I've just moved in here in July. I just love kids, and I was looking for a place where I could interact with kids and also a place where I could see God being important, Jesus being there. And God just led me into the Youth for Christ, and I've come here for a while now.
Someplace else is a place where children come and have a listening ear, and they can, you know, share their thoughts and their struggles and their dreams, and for some children this might be the only place where they have access to someone that will actually take time for them. I like getting to know each of the children, just getting past the face and the name and finding out who they really are. This, each child is for youth is unique, and I just, they inspire me. Every one of them is great. They all matter.
My name is Melanie, and I'm a volunteer here at Someplace Else. I initially started coming to Someplace Else because my daughter is one of the youth that attends here, but I very quickly came to realize that I enjoy my time here, and it's a great place for me to give back to the community and the youth involved. So I volunteer here on Thursday evenings.
We are Brad and Ann Wagler. We started volunteering here beginning of this year. We wanted to do some service in the community here. Yeah, this seemed like a good opportunity.
I'm Rebecca. I've been involved with Youth for Christ since the fall of 2016. We have a really great opportunity here, and as Christians, we also have a really great responsibility. I hope and pray that God will use me to help heal those hurting hearts, to teach them about Jesus, and to bring them hope and encouragement, and help them to know that they're is change possible? For with God, all things are possible.
It was just great to bring them along. There's so many faces in it. It really is about the volunteers. I believe that we are all called to serve the Lord. I have all the numbers on the YFC if you're interested to let me know, but that's what I kind of cut out of today's with the addition of what the Lord gave me. And so I've got the sheet at the back that'll give you the details of all of that. The heart of it is, I cannot emphasize enough how totally blessed I am to be a part of the Youth for Christ ministry. It's a worldwide ministry. I did not know that. We have leadership that truly is leading a worldwide movement from humble servant hearts. And that is truly inspirational, as I've been privileged to be a part of truly seeing the body of Christ move and work and honor one another as I believe God intends for all believers. Dave Brereton has been the national ministry leader of Youth for Christ for the past 12 years. He gave notice over a year ago of his intention to step down after a long, year-long search and due diligence, looking for applicants inside and outside of the ministry. Tim Coles is the assistant to Dave Brereton for the past 8 years. He has officially, as of July 1st, 2018, taken on the leadership role for Canada. I gotta love the Lord and his sense of humor. Dave Brereton, thinking that he was retiring, has since been called by the Lord to lead Youth for Christ International. I have attended more than a dozen 3-, 4-, and 5-day functions, so not just an afternoon, not even just a break fourth weekend kind of thing, with Youth for Christ across Canada and the U.S. I've traveled more in the last 5 years than I have in my entire life. Hearing the hearts of many national and international Youth for Christ staff, They're all consistently excellent. I'm genuinely impressed. It's been very encouraging to get to know most of the executive directors and the national leadership team. And a special treat for me was to help host the internationals on a day trip to Niagara Falls last May when I finished up my foundation's credentialing course with Youth for Christ. The executive directors of Canada met for 3 days in Quebec City this past October to press into and wait upon the Lord for the clarity and direction going forward together at the passing of the baton of the leadership role in Canada. We noted at that meeting in October with all the leaders of Youth for Christ Canada that every function that we have, there has been a crisis, and I do mean crisis, that has hit one or more of the leaders and their families. The spiritual battle is very real. And it is time to rise up and realize that war was declared on us many years ago. The Lord is raising up an army to take back what has been stolen. And we will be so much more effective if we do this as one, forward together. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go into the results of our time together as Youth for Christ leaders. We can share that another time. But just, it was an intense time of hearing the hearts of the leaders across Canada, sensing the presence of the Lord in that room for those three grueling days. As we waited on him, it has left me so seriously excited about what God is doing in and through Youth for Christ ministry. And I'm hoping that that will come locally here. After all, we do have Billy Graham at the very roots of our ministry. After many days personally of calling out to God for further direction and clarity for the center, he woke me up, as he often does. I hope he's waking other people up in the middle of the night as well. He woke me up with Psalm 56:10, 2 weeks ago. Often he's given me the scripture verse, the words. Very rarely has he given me book and verse, right? I didn't know what it was offhand, so I had to get up and read it. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. It's a direct response to me asking God whether we are to start a regular time of worship at the center. I finally learned many years ago that to get clarity from the Lord, it's really smart to only ask one question at a time. Pastor Ken knows me well, having been my pastor for many, many years. I try and get a lot done in a short time. So it's the waiting that's hard for me. Sometimes the answers come immediately, but sometimes not so quickly. The Youth Center auction room has been ever so slowly in transforming into a theater over these past 5 years. There has been serious resistance to getting completed so that we can use it. 4 years ago, I had a meeting with a four-year graduate of the International House of Prayer who had been all over the world in 24-hour prayer and worship rooms. I gave her a tour of the center. This was 4 years ago. And something she said to me, I had been a year in at that point, has fueled me to keep going all of these years. She said to me, "The same spirit that fills the international houses of prayer all over the world is in your garage." That spoke volumes to me, and it just lit me up because I believe that God has got great plans for this area, not just the same old. Things need to change, and I think it's time. In Second Chronicles, worshipers are the first line of offense during battle. Worshippers were sent out in front of the armed warriors. You want to go? When they worshiped, God showed up in power to defeat the enemy. There is power in worship because the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3. I believe if we spend some concentrated time, consistent time, and energy in praising him with absolutely no other agenda, we will see things dramatically change in the spirit over this Pembina region. I personally love to worship and getting into his presence, and even if given a choice, would stay there. So just wait a minute. Is that maybe a taste of heaven? I know I'm not the only one feeling that it's time for change. I truly am embarrassed to say that as I was preparing for today, that we actually have seen different immediate response in the demeanor of our youth at the center when we took time to simply worship him for a few hours a day for a few days in the week back in the fall. It's with reflecting that I've realized this. So understand I'm speaking to myself here. Why haven't I continued with that? Because life gets busy. It gets in the way. The enemy cannot stop us, but he can sure do his best to distract us. Keep us busy so that we don't even have time to reflect or see what's going on right in front of us. If I was to pick one character in the Bible that I can relate to with most, it's Nehemiah. Both building and battling is necessary to move forward together. This ministry at Youth for Christ is not just for our underprivileged youth that we serve. It's a ministry to the entire body. Unity is key. It's very clear that the Lord is calling the body of Christ to operate as one body. Youth for Christ in itself is not a church. We're a ministry made up of many denominations, many styles of worship, many differences, many diversities, and many partnerships with many churches. I believe the Lord is wanting Youth for Christ to be the common ground for all denominations to come together. 1 Corinthians 12. Unity and diversity in one body. I've experienced the power that comes with unity and diversity, one body in YFC. And I believe that the Lord wants that here in Westlock. I do not know all the details of what this worship time will look like yet, but I'm extending the invitation to anyone who would care to join me in discerning the details. Will you take time to answer? Or, like I have for many years, just stay busy, busy, busy. So what I would really like to do now is get you out of your comfort zone, because I've been out of mine. And we're going to take 1 minute of silence. And I'll even time it so that you know I'm not cheating you on that. Oftentimes we say, let's take a minute to pray, or let's be quiet for a minute. And after about 10 seconds, we start to get antsy. And that's me in there for sure. So I'm going to set my timer here. So if I can get you out of your comfort zone, I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. And let's just be quiet for a moment as we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus, and then allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you as I read the personalized words from the Jesus Calling, based on 7 different scriptures that I've got if you want to know where they're at. And then receive what I read over you as Jesus speaking directly to you today. So let's start our clock and be quiet. Just keep your eyes closed and let it wash over you. Let my love enfold you in the radiance of my glory. Sit still in the light of my presence and receive my peace. These quiet moments with me transcend time, accomplishing far more than you can imagine. Bring me the sacrifice of your time and watch to see how abundantly I bless you and your loved ones. Through the intimacy of our relationship, you are being transformed from the inside out. As you keep your focus on me, I form you into the one I desire you to be. Your part is to yield to my creative work in you, neither resisting it nor trying to speed it up. Enjoy the tempo of a God-breathed life by letting me set the pace. Hold my hand in childlike trust and the way before you will open up step by step. Give up the illusion that you deserve a problem-free life. Part of you is still hungering for the resolution of all difficulties. This is a false hope. As I've told my disciples, in the world you will have trouble. Link your hope not to the problem-solving in this life, but to the promise of an eternity of problem-free life in heaven. Instead of seeking perfection in this fallen world, pour your energy into seeking me, the perfect one. It is possible to enjoy me and glorify me in the midst of adverse circumstances. In fact, my light shines most brightly through believers who trust me in the dark. That kind of trust is supernatural, a production of my indwelling spirit. When things seem all wrong, trust me anyway. I am much less interested in right circumstances than in right responses to whatever comes your way. Trust is a golden pathway to heaven. When you walk on this path, you live above your circumstances. My glorious light shines more brightly on those who follow this path of life. Dare to walk on the high road with me, for it is the most direct route to heaven. The low road is circuitous, twisting and turning in agonizing knots. There the air hangs heavy and dark. Ominous clouds predominate. Relying on your own understanding will weigh you down. Trust in me absolutely, and I will make your path straight. Starting with just a few moments and being intentional about being consistent is a really great start in being led by the Holy Spirit by giving him an undistracted, focused, listening moment to reveal truths that set us free. You can cue the last song, Your Words.
Give us
to read that 1 Corinthians 12. You're probably all very familiar with it, but that is the particular verse that the Lord really impressed upon me, and I had covered it in preparation, but when the Lord says it the same thing twice, I've learned to pay attention. 1 Corinthians 12, starting at verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he has pleased. And if there were all one member, where would the body be? And now indeed there are many members, yet one body. I'm so pleased with ministerial and the lengths that's come in the past 5 years with Unity in the ministerial. God's up to something. I'll just close with 1 Thessalonians 5:23-25. Now may the Lord of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your entire spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers, pray for us as well. Thank you. I'm not going to run away. I'll stick around. Pray with anybody if you want me to pray with you. We need help at the center. Volunteers are very key. Nationally, it's about a 1-to-8 ratio from staff to volunteers, so it's not rocket science that volunteers really run what's going on. So if you've felt a tugging at your heart, you've got a gift or a passion, you've been thinking, oh, maybe I should just check it out and go help out, follow up on it. Thank you.